Well, I think that's part of this next question that we get is about this multitasking myth that we all think we can do it. And of course, it's been said, and I think I just read a book called Choose Your Successful Life by a man named Buckingham, who is a behavioral psychologist, that says the fact that women are better at multitasking than men is absolutely a myth, that in fact, the human brain does not work that way. The human brain works on one thing at a time. In his book, he mentions the fact that people that are speaking on a cell phone, even with hands free, are having as many accidents as people with a 0.08 alcohol content, which is legally drunk. So you want to think about this. We think we can do it, and men think they can do it. Women think they can do it. In fact, we can't. And I think one of the things we have to do here on telephone skills is you have to focus on that caller. A story, Danny, that I tell in seminars frequently is when I was a little boy, my brothers and I would go to my grandmother's house. And, my grandmother's, remember, grew up at a time when they didn't have telephones, they didn't have electricity, and that was introduced later in her life. And every afternoon at 3 o'clock, her friend Alma would call. Now, here's what my grandmother did. She always took off her apron because she was always working in the kitchen. She would straighten her hair and pick up the telephone. Well, my brothers and I would tease her and say, your friend Alma can't see you, Grandma. And she'd, oh, yes, she can. Well, Grandma must have been right because every day Alma called, so she must have been getting what she was getting. But you compare that to what we typically do on the telephone today. I mean, you can tell when somebody has the telephone, has their cell phone propped up on their shoulder, and they're doing three other things. Well, I see the same thing happening in business settings. You're trying to do several things. So let's focus on this patient.
You absolutely can. You can tell when somebody's giving you their undivided attention, and you appreciate it. And we even go so far as to recommend that people sit up straight. They have a mirror in front of the telephone, if necessary, to remind them to smile. Because how you hold yourself, comport yourself, is definitely something that shines through loud and clear through the telephone.
And then I think some systems in the office, which we teach in our coaching program, is that we are checking people out of hygiene and in the operative part of the practice. In other words, the hygienist has the computer in the treatment room, most offices do today, and we go ahead and make the next appointment. And actually, we go one step further. We actually collect for that visit today in the hygiene room, and that eliminates all those people standing at the front counter, which frees up the receptionist's time to be focused on that patient on the phone.
That's right. Yeah, it's, setting the stage for success, which we'll be talking about in a later section, is largely about the physical environment, the use of equipment, but also removing the clutter and eliminating as many distractions as you possibly can. You'll still have distractions, but boy, the more that you can eliminate at the outset, the less challenge it is to give this caller your undivided attention.